today it's Thursday, June 9th, 2022, and I'm still too freaking shy to tweet out, oh, listen to my podcast, so there's probably not very many people listening, but I'm proud of myself today because I fucking wrote a song, and just from like start to finish, pretty much, you know, and it's cool because I have a lot of bits and pieces of songs that I was working on, and I went to LA and did a couple gigs and did some recording, and came back and I did a little bit of making some videos, but I just haven't been in a headspace to make songs until today. So sometimes you just got to kind of make yourself do it. And I was inspired because I was doing an Instagram live, and, you know, James Lewis from Hurt in the Heartbeat, he was like very encouraging, and he always is with me. And so it just sort of inspired me. And then this morning I was in the restroom and I heard this melody, and I just couldn't let it go. It was a really good melody. And I don't even know if I really completely, I should have actually recorded it, because I kind of tried to pick it out on the guitar. And I ended up like just kind of playing these chords that were sort of the melody. And I feel like I may have lost part of the melody, but at least I ended up writing the song. So sometimes you don't always win every battle, but I feel like pretty proud of the song, because the song, I'm attempting to sort of go where I am right now. And, you know, if I'm in a place of pain or something, to express that and not really hide from it, you know. A lot of times I do believe in like law of attraction and not dwelling on bad things, but sometimes you also have to express certain things, and it just feels better to get it out. So my song is called I See What You Mean, and I don't know why. It's just, the other thing is that I was trying to vary the chord patterns a lot more than I usually do. You know, not just having like a few chords going through the verse, but like varying them each bar a little bit, you know. So anyway, I was thinking about the fact that I've been kind of disturbed about how sometimes I feel like I have to. So trying to make myself become disciplined, it's almost like I'm trying to get a job, you know, and it's like that Smith song. I was looking for a job and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now. Like, part of the reason I want to work is I just feel so undisciplined, and I don't want to just sleep in. And sometimes I'm just like sit there in bed and I'll just like look at my phone and look at Twitter or whatever. And I just don't want to waste that much time anymore. I would rather put my time in a lot of other things. And I want to be able to just spring up from bed. So I actually am going to be starting a job on Monday where I have to be there at 6 a.m. So I'm hoping to get more into the mold of just being up early, you know. So I don't know. The lyrics are, you know, I'm not completely done with the song, but it kind of goes like, what do I do when I wake up in the morning? Must I be well rested or well read? If it means so much that I should be happy, she keeps me in love and she keeps me fed. Who am I cheating in this moment of comfort, suspended in time with my eyes to the wall? Ignore desires to feel so important. If I can't be that, I'll be nothing at all. And then the chorus goes, I see what you mean, and it could have been different. I see what you mean, and it could have been good. Nobody's right all the time, and you're done committing crimes. Now that you see there's more to life, and you've done all that you could. Next verse is, entropy, make it so hard to see in this land of possibility. Try to stay engaged in this dream, flashing as fast as a scream. Did a lot, but still not enough. solve it all by hanging tough. I don't know. I have to work on this part, but pretending that you never bleed. There's nobody that you need. And then the chorus again, I see what you mean, and it could have been different. I see what you mean, it could have been good. Nobody's right all the time, and you're done committing crimes. Now that you've seen there's more to life, and you've done all that you could. So the bridge goes, competing with these voices in my head that just tell me no. Hey, do this instead. How am I supposed to make up my mind? I've already left you behind. Honestly, I wish you were by my side. Little too late because of my pride. And then I had another part that was like, I don't know if I'm going to include it or not, but it's something about like, I should be in therapy right now. It's pen and paper for me. So hard to tell when a connection is real. Wait till I can afford someone to tell me how to feel. So it's kind of like when you know you should be in therapy, but you kind of don't really want to spend the money or the effort or like, you know, I know there's ways to get like therapy out there and I think therapy's good, but it's almost like I don't have the energy to even figure it out, you know, or, so that's my new song. And I was messing around a lot with different chord patterns and stuff. And then I taught my brother like a little bass part that it goes. So then, and then I was figuring it out a little bit on piano, and then, so the chorus part, goes, I see what you mean, but it could have been different. I see what you mean, and it could have been good. Nobody is right all the time. And you're done committing crimes now that you see there's more to life. And you've done all that you could. And anyway, that's the chorus. And I kind of like it because I feel like this song's a little longer than a lot of the songs I've been writing lately. And when I started out as a songwriter, I used to write really long songs. And I just like, I got used to editing them down because I felt like, you know, oh, this song's too long. People won't be into it. So, but, you know, I can, you know, it's not like I'm under any kind of obligation. So this song might even just be some kind of exercise to get me out of my rut, you know. And I was thinking of some other songs I want to, it's funny because there's this song that I started writing in 1999. What's weird is, like, I wrote a lot of songs in 1999 because I was hanging out with my friend Burpo, who's an artist, and, you know, I was going to open mics a lot, and, you know, I was 23, so I had a lot of energy. So I remember I was walking, I think in Santa Monica, and I saw on the newspaper it said, it's raining in Jupiter, or Jupiter's raining, or something like that. And I wrote a song called Jupiter's Raining, but then, like, a year or two later, Train came out with Drops of Jupiter, and even my friend Purple was like, oh man, I feel sorry for you with that, you know, because it's like, now it looks like, you know, I can't use that, you know, so, but I started working on a song, and I was just trying to change it, maybe Drops of Saturn, or Tropical Drops, or, you know, something different, you know, so I'm going to work on that song, because it's only the part of the chorus that says anything about Jupiter, you know, so, you know, I was just thinking a lot about songwriting and how important it is to me, and then I don't want to stop doing it, you know, and, you know, I had a lot of plans of things I was going to do today, and it started raining. I was going to do some errands, and I was like, it's raining. It's like, this is a good day to work on music, you know, and I worked on it for a good few hours, which is good for me because I haven't been doing that enough, you know. I always feel like other things take priority, so, you know, it was good to work on it.